love you, Ted. Bobby spoke the words, not declaiming them, but not whispering them either, trying them on for size. He couldn't even remember what Ted Brodigan had looked like. Not with any real clarity. Only the Chesterfields and the endless bottles of root beer. But saying it still made him feel warm. There was another voice here, too. When it spoke, Bobby felt tears sting the corners of his eyes for the first time since coming back. "I wouldn't mind being a magician when I grew up, Bobby, you know it. Travel around with a carnival or a circus, wear a black suit and a top hat, and pull rabbits and shit out of the hat," Bobby said, turning away from Field B. He laughed, wiped his eyes, and then ran one hand over the top of his head. No hair up there. He'd lost the last of it right on schedule about 15 years ago. He crossed one of the paths, gravel in 1960, now asphalt, and marked with little signs reading, "Bikes only, no rollerblades," and sat down on one of the benches, possibly the same one where he'd sat on the day Sully had asked him to come to the movies and Bobby had turned him down, wanting to finish Lord of the Flies instead. He put his gym bag on the bench next to him. Directly ahead was a grove of trees. Bobby was pretty sure it was the one where Carol had taken him when he started to cry. She did it so no one would see him, bawling like a baby, no one but her. Had she taken him in her arms until it was cried out of him? He wasn't sure, but he thought she had. What he remembered more clearly was how the three St. Gabe's boys had almost beaten them up later. Carol's mother's friend had saved them. He couldn't remember her name. But she'd come along just in the nick of time, the way the Navy guy came along just in time to save Ralph's bacon at the end of Lord of the Flies. Rhianda! That was her name. She told them she'd tell the priest, and the priest would tell their folks. But Rhianda hadn't been around when those boys found Carol again. Would Carol have burned to death in Los Angeles if Harry Doolin and his friends had left her alone? You couldn't say for sure, of course, but Bobby thought the answer was probably no. And even now he felt his hands clenching as he thought, "But I got you, Harry, didn't I?" Yes, indeed. Too late by then, though. By then everything had changed. He unzipped the gym bag, he rummaged, and brought out a battery radio. It was nowhere as big as the boombox, which had just gone past him toward the equipment sheds, but big enough for his purposes. All he had to do was turn it on. It was already tuned to WKND, Southern Connecticut's home of the oldies. Troy Shondell was singing "This Time," and that was fine with Bobby.